End of course test. Listening 1. Speaker 1.
I cycle to work every day. I used to drive, but I got fed up with all the traffic. I was getting to work in a very stressed out state every day, and it wasn't doing me any good. So I decided to ditch the car and take up cycling. I've never regretted it. I've got a really good bike, and I put on my cycling gear every morning and rather enjoy my journey to work. It keeps me fit, and of course it's much quicker. As I whiz past all the motorists in the terrible queues, I must admit I think, you fools. They all look so miserable and frustrated. They're all worried they're going to be late, just like I used to. It's a terrible way to start each day, and of course you end it that way too. Now I'm home much earlier than I used to be as well.
Speaker 2.
I get the train to work every day, like lots of the other people who work where I do. Most people complain about the rail service here, and someone's late every day because their train was delayed or cancelled. And the trains are usually very overcrowded too. Lots of people spend an hour or so packed in with loads of other people. They have to stand all the way there and all the way back because they can't get a seat. That's awful. But fortunately, I don't have any of that. Not that many people commute into the city from where I live, so I always get a seat. And actually, I rather enjoy the journeys. I can read, maybe do a bit of work in preparation for that day, or just sit and think. It gives me some breathing space.
Speaker 3.
I get the bus to work because it's not that far from where I live and the buses come very regularly. I quite like travelling by bus, but the problem is that I can never be quite sure how it's going to turn out. I started off getting the bus at a certain time and it was fine, but then there were all sorts of roadworks and other delays and I turned up late quite a few times. So then I started getting an earlier one and that was fine for a while, but even that one got me there a bit late. Then I started leaving even earlier and sometimes I got to work before everyone else and had to wait around. It's so hard to judge because the journey time varies so much on different days. Some days there's not much traffic and it goes quickly. Other days there are all sorts of hold-ups and it takes ages.
Speaker 4.
I walk to work every day, even though it takes me about an hour. I work on the opposite side of the city from where I live, and you wouldn't think it'd be much of a problem to do that by public transport, but actually it is. I tried buses and trains, but I had to change from one to the other so many times that it took about an hour, and I got fed up with all the hassle. So I started walking, and I really like it. I can take all sorts of interesting routes. My favourite is the walk along the canal. I get to see bits of the city that other commuters never see. It's much better than being stuck on a bus or a train, and of course it's very good exercise. So I started doing it because it seemed like the only sensible thing to do, and now I'm really glad things have turned out that way.
Speaker 5.
I drive to work every day. I could take the train, and it's possible that would be quicker. But it's quite a long walk from the station to my office, so I prefer to drive and park at the office. Door to door it takes about an hour. Most of that is spent in gridlocked traffic. The congestion is terrible, and I start my day in jams, inching forward bit by bit. If there was no traffic, that journey would take about 10 minutes. Lots of people hate that sort of thing, but I don't mind it. I quite like sitting in the car. I have the radio on and listen to the news, or sometimes I have some music on, and I find the journey quite relaxing. I leave home in plenty of time, and I expect to get stuck in traffic, so I don't get frustrated or stressed.